Welcome to Workplace Wins, the podcast where small changes lead to big results. I'm Dr. Jeff Proby, CEO of the 706 Movement, a movement to transform workplaces and communities through stronger leadership, healthier cultures, and real-world action. As a scholar practitioner, I'm passionate about helping leaders and teams create the kind of environments where people and organizations thrive. In this first episode, we dive into one of the most overlooked drivers of workplace success, the relationship between leaders and their team members. Drawing on leader-member exchange, LMX theory, we explore how managers can move beyond transactional leadership to cultivate trust, respect, and real connection with their teams. Why? Because when leaders build stronger relationships, they unlock higher engagement, collaboration, and results. Not just in the workplace, but in the communities those workplaces touch. Whether you're a seasoned leader or an aspiring manager, this episode will challenge you to rethink how you lead and inspire you to take small steps that spark big change. Follow Workplace Wins and join us every week as we build cultures of excellence, one relationship at a time.
Chapter 1. Alexandria Taylor, early 30s, sharp, thoughtful, carried that unmistakable nervous energy of a new hire. She walked cautiously, clutching a tablet like a shield. The lobby opened into a sprawling workspace, alive with quiet motion, monitors blinking, fluorescent lights buzzing faintly overhead. She felt her pulse quicken as she scanned for a familiar face. Any anchor in the blur of strangers and machinery. Her shoes clicked softly on the polished floor. A few heads turned briefly, then went back to their screens, their expressions unreadable.
Okay, breathe. First impression, Alex. Shoulder back, smile. Not too much.
A man in a crisp button-down appeared from around the corner, eyes narrowing slightly as they land on her.
You must be Alexandria.
Alex straightened, forcing the words past the lump in her throat.
Yes, hi. Call me Alex.
I'm Mark. Your desk is over there. We do a 9:15 stand-up. Don't be late.
Mark, mid-40s and all business, didn't waste words. He had the presence of someone who valued efficiency over warmth. Alex looked around the office. Clicking sounds from keyboards and the smell of sterile coffee filled the air. Though sunlight streamed in, painting the walls in warm, honeyed tones, a faint chill lingered in the air, like an uninvited guest that refused to leave. Suddenly, a warm spark appeared, his presence slipping into the room without warning, catching Alex completely off guard.
Hi, I'm Jordan. First day nerves?
Jordan, friendly and grounded, radiated calm. He smiled like someone who remembered what it felt like to be new.
Is it that obvious?
Only because I was you a year ago. Can I get you anything like coffee or a bottled water?
Alex could almost taste it, the sterile tang of coffee in the air, bitter and metallic, as if the smell alone had curdled on her tongue.
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
Well, I'll show you around and we can head over to the daily stand-up.
The daily stand-up. Brief, brutal, and as warm as cold steel.
And if we can't close that gap by Friday, someone's staying late. Just saying.
Copy that. Alex, anything to add?
All at once, the group's attention swung to Alex, the air tightening as their stares closed in.
I'm just observing today.
All right. Moving on.
After the meeting, Alex walks the floor. Everything ticks like clockwork, efficient, distant. The air hums with purpose, but feels hollow, devoid of connection. At lunch, Alex walked to the cafeteria. Laughter rippled through crowded tables, warmth spilling over in easy waves of comfort. Alex lingered at the edge, scanning the room, then drifted to an empty table. She settled in alone, her posture tight, eyes low. Across the room, Jordan caught sight of her and raised a hand, a smile flickering. Alex forced a polite smile in return, shaking her head gently before retreating into her phone. Alex scrolled aimlessly, the black screen reflecting her own uneasy gaze. The cafeteria buzzed around her, silverware clinking, chairs scraping, laughter rising and falling in waves she couldn't quite reach. The next few days blurred into routine. Each morning, she slipped into her chair unnoticed, headphones shielding her from the low murmur of conversation across the office. At stand-ups, Mark's clipped tone sliced through the air like a scalpel.
Alex, updates?
She straightened instinctively, clutching her tablet tighter.
Nothing yet. I'm still coming up to speed.
He scribbled something on his notepad, the sound sharp in the quiet. At lunch, she wandered the cafeteria again, tray in hand, scanning for a friendly face. Groups formed tight circles, laughter spilling over like closed doors. Alex settled at an empty corner table, picking at her salad, her posture tight, shoulders hunched like armor. Jordan passed by once, balancing his own tray.
You doing okay?
He asked gently, tilting his head toward the empty seat across from her.
I'm fine.
Alex said too quickly, forcing a polite smile.
Just catching up on emails.
All right. But if you ever want to vent or grab a coffee, I'm around.
Thanks,
she murmured, already glancing back down at her phone. The days stacked up, meetings where her suggestions fell flat, quiet afternoons where her presence felt more like background noise than part of the team. Evenings alone in her apartment, staring at her ceiling, replaying every interaction like a broken record. By Friday, Alex felt the week's weight pressing down on her chest. She cleared her desk in silence, fingers brushing the worn cover of her notebook before tucking it neatly into her backpack. The office felt hollow now, chairs pushed in, the faint hum of fluorescent lights filling the quiet like static. Jordan stepped into view and sank into the chair at the desk across from hers. The tall partition stood between them like a wall, but his voice rose easily over it.
So, still standing after your first week?
Standing, sure. Surviving? Jury's still out. I just thought it would feel more welcoming.
Hey, a couple days off the grid might be just what you need.
Monday morning at the stand-up meeting.
Your documentation missed 3 tolerance updates. That can't happen.
I asked Sam about that, but he...
Own your mistakes, Alex.
As the stand-up wrapped, Alex slipped out first, her spot near the door giving her an easy exit. Jordan quickened his pace to catch up with her.
Alex, what happened? Listen, Mark. Well, he's just...
Jordan, I don't think he even wants me here.
Hey, don't let it get to you. Mark's like that with everyone. It's just his way. Cold, precise, no room for connection.
Jordan pauses, eyes scanning the room like he's checking if anyone's listening.
But listen, Alex, if this place is already eating at you, talk to someone, a mentor, anyone. Because this culture...
Jordan leans in slightly, his tone sharper now.
It won't change on its own, and it sure as hell won't change if you stay quiet.
Later that evening in Alex's apartment, the room is dim. A single lamp casts long shadows across the wall. Alex walks over to her phone sitting on the nightstand. She sits on the edge of the bed, clutching her phone like it's a lifeline. She scrolls through the contacts. Alex hesitates, thumb hovering over the call button. She closes her eyes and pressed. Chapter 2. The phone is answered on the 4th ring.
Hello.
Dr. Proby, it's Alexandria Taylor.
Alex, how are you? Everything okay?
Yes, sir. No, Dr. Proby, I need some guidance.
The rain grows louder, like it's filling the silence between them.
Alex, what happened?
I started a new job and I am having trouble connecting with my team and...
Her voice cracked.
Slow down and tell me, what's going on?
It's like I'm invisible. Or worse, a threat. I don't know anymore. Every interaction feels like a test. I'm failing.
Alex exhales shakily, fingers gripping the phone tighter.
I left my last job because I felt like an outsider. No matter how hard I tried, I never fit. I thought this would be different.
That's not unusual. You're on the outside looking in. It's what we call a weak leader member exchange. But trust me, you can turn this around. Let's reframe how you're approaching them.
Alex closes her eyes, listening to his steady tone.
But listen, this isn't permanent. You can shift the dynamic. We just need to reframe how you're approaching it.
Reframe?
Trust, communication, respect. Start small, but start smart. Build the bridge, one step at a time.
Alex swallows hard, staring at the rain-steeled window.
Okay. Small steps.
The rain slows, and for a moment, the silence feels lighter.
You've done hard things before, Alex. You can do this too. I will give you a call next week to follow up. Have a good evening.
You too, Dr. Proby.
Alex sets the phone down, staring at her reflection in the dark glass. Her breathing steadies. Resolve flickers in her eyes like a spark catching flame. The next morning at the stand-up, the fluorescent lights buzz faintly overhead. Keyboards clatter like soft rain on glass. Mia clutches her tablet against her chest, fingers stiff.
Mark, can you give me your feedback on the last spec sheet? I want to get it right.
Mark doesn't look up. His pen scratches across a notepad, the sound sharp in the quiet.
All right, leave it here. I'll review.
Alex exhales, barely audible, and sets the papers down where he gestures. Her fingers brushes the edge of his desk. She pulls back like it's burned her. Alex and Jordan walk side by side. The concrete floors echoes with each steps. Machines hum in the background, their steady drawn filling the silence.
You're making a dent. He actually paused today when you spoke.
That's something.
Jordan glances sideways at her, reading the doubt in her eyes. In the small conference room, the air is stale, thick with the scent of coffee gone cold. The team murmurs around the table. Papers shuffle. A faint cough breaks the hush. Sam stands stiffly, facing Mark.
There's concern from the floor. SOP changes. No clear sign-off.
A faint gasp escapes from a woman at the table, quickly stifled.
Probably Alex. She's overstepping.
The weight of the room shifts. Alex stares at her notebook, jaw tight. Mark looks around the conference room.
If you want to lead, learn to follow protocol.
Silence. The fluorescent hum presses in around her. Jordan stands up.
People are disengaged. If we want results, we need better relationships.
Chairs creaked. Someone cleared their throat. Mark's eyes narrow as they shift from Alex to Jordan. Alex lower her gaze, hand pressed to her forehead. Her whisper is barely Harry's.
Oh, brothers.
Wow. Alex's story really hit home for me. It's incredible how her entire experience at work shifted once her manager started building a real connection with her.
Exactly. It's such a powerful reminder that workplace culture isn't just about policies or perks. It's about relationships. And Alex's journey shows how much leaders can influence that dynamic.
And what's even more interesting? The research backs this up. Studies show that up to 70% of workplace change efforts fail. Not because of strategy or resources, but because of broken relationships between leaders and their teams.
That's why in today's episode, we're unpacking the science behind Alex's transformation. We're diving into leader-member exchange theory, LMX, and exploring how small, intentional actions from leaders can ripple out to transform entire workplaces.
And if you're a manager or aspiring leader, this isn't just theory. These insights, they could completely change how you lead and how your team thrives.
Let's get into it.
You know what's fascinating about workplace culture? Studies like McKinsey's show that 60 to 70% of workplace change efforts fail, often due to poor leader-team relationships and lack of management support.
That's so true. And Alex's story? It's a perfect example of how one person's entire experience can completely shift, just based on those connections. What struck you most about her journey, Chris?
Well, what really stood out to me was how the physical environment, those fluorescent lights, that sterile coffee smell, mirrored her emotional isolation. Research shows that workplace environments strongly influence employee interactions and relationships.
And the contrast between Mark and Jordan's leadership styles? That highlights what studies call the connection gap in modern workplaces.
Exactly. And here's what's compelling. Meta-analyses of leader-member exchange, LMX, studies show that teams with strong leader-member relationships tend to have higher productivity and lower turnover. Alex's transformation wasn't just personal. It had measurable impact.
Those small steps she took, like asking for feedback and joining lunch conversations, they're actually backed by organizational psychology.
That's the key insight. Workplace culture shifts. They don't require massive overhauls. Research suggests even small, consistent interactions can transform team dynamics in just a few months.
So, in the end, it wasn't about finding a new workplace, it was about mastering those relationship-building skills.
Right. And the data backs this up. Companies that focus on leader-member relationships consistently outperform in engagement metrics. It's about creating those ripples of positive change, one interaction at a time.
And that's what Workplace Wins is all about, giving leaders and teams simple, evidence-based tools to create cultures of trust and excellence.
So here's our challenge to you. This week, take one small step to strengthen a connection with someone on your team. It could be asking for their perspective, giving meaningful feedback, or just taking time to listen.
And join us next week as we explore how psychological safety can unlock creativity and innovation in your workplace.
Don't forget to follow Workplace Wins on Spotify and click the link in the show notes to stay connected with the 706 movement. Together, we can spark change, one relationship at a time.
Bye for now.
Bye.
You've been listening to Workplace Wins, the podcast where small changes lead to big results. I'm Dr. Jeff Proby with the 706 Movement. Remember, great workplaces don't just happen. They're built one relationship, one decision, and one act of leadership at a time. If today's episode sparked new ideas or challenged the way you lead, don't stop here. Share this with your team, start a conversation, and take one small step toward creating a culture where people and organizations thrive. Follow Workplace Wins and join us each week as we explore evidence-based strategies to transform workplaces and the communities they touch. Because when leaders grow, workplaces win, and so does the world around them.